You know, it's really been even though we played them, you know, twice in the last 6 weeks of the last season, kind of a different looking team. Certainly offensively, a lot of changes there in their style of play, and obviously a quarterback. But even defensively, adding you know, players like Adams and Porter, Derek Wolfe up front. You know, looks like they're a little more active with their defensive scheme. At least they have been in some of the earlier games. They give you a lot of different looks. So, you know, Leonard in the secondary as well, and some of their dime stuff. So it's a little different look than what we saw last year. Good team. I mean, it played very well. You know, played two real good teams, lost two tough games to Houston and Atlanta, but were dominant last week against Oakland and you know, really played well against Pittsburgh in the opener. So well coached. I have a lot of respect for John Elway, Fox, job they've done. And they've obviously got a good football team. They're playing well. This will be a big challenge for us this week, both in getting ready for the players and the team, but also the schemes that they employ and you know, the way they run their team. They give you a lot to get ready for. So that'll be a challenge for us here.
How well can your defensive players take from what they saw last January based on the quarterback, the scheme? Everything has changed over the last.
Yeah, it's, say, 95% different. Some of the same players, some of the same matchups, but those players are doing different things. I mean, they're not running the dive option, and you know, not, I mean, it's just different type of plays.
Coach, over the years, how many hours of Peyton Manning footage?
Quite a few. Yeah, quite a few.
So what have you?
Back in the division, seems like.
Yeah. So what have you grown to admire about him?
Oh, everything. I think he's got no weaknesses in his game. Does everything well. Just playing at a high level. Yeah, looks pretty good to me. Yeah, everything's good. His mechanics are good. Decision-making's good. Handles the team well. You know, all the little things, footwork and ball handling, throwing mechanics. He's pretty good. Similar to Indianapolis?
Yeah.
It's identical. It looks the same to me. No, Denver's got a good, very disruptive front, especially, you know, the ends with Doomerville and Von Miller. Von Miller's really good. But they've got good players inside, too. You know, Bannon and Wolf, again, has been a good addition for them. And they blitz quite a bit. You know, they have a much higher percentage of blitzing than, I mean, we'll see what actually happens on Sunday. But just going into the game, they've had a higher percentage of blitzing than Buffalo did. They like to bring some DBs, safeties, sometimes a corner, but usually safeties and their nickelback, as well as their linebackers. And they've been, you know, they've been productive as well. So it's not just those two guys. It's kind of everybody by scheme. And those two in particular, individual pass rushes, but you can't fall asleep on the rest of them either. It's good active defense. Good. I think they're both, they've been very productive, and certainly Peyton looks for him in critical situations. You know, Stokely gets open a lot in the slot, and Tammy, you know, does a good job on everything, especially play action passes going down the seam. And I think he's got a lot of confidence in both guys on conversions or scrambles, situations like that where they have to improvise and the play gets extended. Those guys do a good job of, I mean, they have good chemistry. You know, at Indianapolis, I'd say the formations and all are the same. At Indianapolis, Dallas Clark was a lot of times in the slot. And with Denver, they've played a lot more true three receivers with Stokely in the slot. So the tight end plays the tight end. The tight end doesn't play the slot, if you will.
After such a long time with one team?
I mean, you'd have to ask him. I mean, that'd be a hard question for me to answer. I don't know.
Well, I mean, from your perspective, when you've had players come in who have been in one system or largely spent most of their career.
I mean, I think every situation varies from player to player. I don't think there's any book on it. Each player is different. Each player's situation is different. As I said, when I was with the Giants, Everson Walls played his whole career at Dallas. Came to the Giants, totally different system. Adapted to it fine, had a great year, went to the Super Bowl, made a lot of big plays for us and helped us get to and win the Super Bowl that year. So, you know, I don't think it's anything that can't be done. Some guys, it might be a more difficult adjustment than others. I mean, I don't know. You'd have to ask Peyton that question. I don't really know the answer.
We've talked a lot about balance between the run and the pass after the first four games of the season. How has that affected, if at all, your usage of the shotgun?
We've been out less. Well, I mean, again, it varies a little bit from game to game. And there were games last year where we were in it probably 80% of the time, and then there were other games it was less. So it varies a little bit from game to game, which that, of course, sometimes is reflective of the score. I mean, like in a Pittsburgh game, we were hardly ever under center in that game. But part of that was, you know, we're playing from behind the whole game, too. So, but, you know, regardless of whether you're under center or not under center, you still have to have balance in running and passing and, you know, doing multiple things. I don't think you can just do one thing in this league very long from anything. Yeah, I think Tavon is an instinctive player at Illinois. Absolutely.
Can ball skills, that's something that guys can grow into? There's maybe half of the guys learn that as they go on and develop their skills.
I think you can improve them. Yeah, absolutely. I think you can improve your ball skills. That being said, I think some players naturally just have better hand-eye coordination, timing, ball skills, whatever you want to call it, than others. But I think that you can definitely improve them, and I see those improving. You know, it's a cumulative thing. I don't think it happens in, you know, 2 days. We'll go out there, you know, let's work on ball skills, and that's it. But it's a cumulative thing. Sometimes it, you know, it's weeks, it's months, it's years over the course of a career. So, but I definitely think you can improve if you work at it. Absolutely, I think you definitely can improve it. I thought he had pretty good hands coming out of college. You know, he was a punt returner, and he handled the ball pretty well in college. Look, I mean, everybody's dropped him, every great receiver, any defensive back. And so I don't think that's – I would just say, you know, watching a guy day after day, week after week, year after year, you know, you have an appreciation for what their level of skill is. And I think, you know, when you see a guy that has really – what I would say really good hands, really soft hands that handles the ball very well. Those guys still have drops, but they're concentration drops. They're not because they don't have good hands. It's because of it's a lack of concentration and watching the ball under their hands and seeing the end of the catch. Then there are other guys who maybe have lesser hands, if you will, lesser skill in their hands and hand-eye coordination, but maybe their concentration is exceptional. You know, a player like Wayne Corbett, I would say, you know, I wouldn't put his hands in the all-time great category. They were good, but he had great concentration and, you know, he had great finish on the ball. So, you know, he didn't drop many balls for that reason. There are other guys with better hands that drop more balls than he did, as an example. So.
Well, you mentioned all the changes on offense, obviously. Defensively, their scheme is, as John Fox kept it, much the same from last year to this year?
Similar, but I'd say similar but different. And they change things every week. And this is a team that'll do something against Oakland that they hadn't done the week before against Houston or the week before against Atlanta or Pittsburgh. So they're adaptable to what they're facing, and that's something that John has traditionally done. They don't just line up there and run the same thing every time. So I don't know how much of that's new, how much of it's game plan for a particular team. You know, I'm not sure exactly on that. But they definitely keep it moving. They don't just sit there in one thing.
The personnel is pretty stable from last year to this year.
Defensively?
Yes.
Well, Porter's new at corner. Adams is new at safety. You know, they started more at safety, but then he went out during the year. They replaced him with Carter, and then Moore came back at the end of the year, and so he was in and out, but he's back in there now. They picked up Leonard, so Leonard's moved down to the been their dime safety when Adams moves down to play as a linebacker in dime, which is what Bruton was doing at the end of the year last year. So, I mean, there's quite a few changes right there. Derek Wolf's definitely new. So, I mean, I wouldn't say it's all the same guys, particularly in the secondary. I mean, Champ Bailey, that's the same, no doubt about that. And Moore played plenty last year. And then they started the season with a couple of different combinations at their nickelback, but Harris kind of took that over. And he, for the most part, has done that this year, although earlier in the year they had Porter playing in there some in the nickel position and instead of Harris, but now it looks like it's Harris back there doing it. So, I mean, there's been some moving parts there, particularly in the secondary. Well, it's NFL Films, so Steve Sable, NFL Films. I have had a lot of you know, trust and a great relationship with him. So usually when he asks me to do something, you know, I try to accommodate him.
Was it how did it feel to go back through some of those memories and to really reflect on what was a difficult year, but also a very talented staff?
I don't know. I mean, I'm still in contact with a lot of those people, and so I don't know. I mean, right now, really, just trying to get ready for Denver and concentrate on them. I haven't seen the piece, so I'm sure if Steve and NFL Films did it, it'll probably be good, like it usually is with them. So, but right now, just I hope we can do a good job today and hope we can get ready and beat Denver. You like that orange one?
Yeah.
Well, they've outlawed those now in the NFL, so you won't see those coming back. I mean, they gives the team a list. Anytime we move the ball and make yards, I mean, if we throw it for 20 or run it for 20, or I think we move the ball and score points. That invigorates everybody, the offense, the defense, the kicking game. I mean, that's what put the offense out there for, is to move the ball and score points. So when they do that, that's great. We put the defense out there to get the ball back and stop the offense. That's great. I mean, I don't think it's about who does it or. It's just if the unit's productive, then that's good for the unit. Sometimes it's a passing game, sometimes it's a running game, sometimes it's, you know, it can vary, but I think as long as the unit's productive, it's good. But it's great to see the runners run hard and break tackles. It's great to see the receivers get open and catch the ball. I mean, we're not that picky about it. Yeah, well, I think it's the way we want to play. I mean, we want to be a physical team. We want to, you know, that's a part of the game. It's a contact sport. So, you know, being a physical team, being able to win those physical matchups when they come up is important. There's also a lot of skill matchups you got to win too, but physical matchups are important. You want to try to win all of them, both physically and skillfully.
Thanks,
okay. All right. Thank you.